The Barmy Army has waited 24 years for this.
With France, our captain, we're taking it home.
After completing the series win by inflicting a third innings defeat on their old rivals, England fans were making sure they had enough Aussies to rib about it.
My girlfriend. I won't taunt her, but I'll mention it once or twice.
I think they've been outstanding in every department, really. So they just outplayed all around.
Australians might not recognise this. It's called the Ashes.
And they've been praised by Captain Andrew Strauss.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to firstly thank our supporters. They've been outstanding. We've truly valued all the support we've had over all five Test matches. And it's a lot of time it's felt like a home game.
With the action over at lunchtime, there's been plenty of time for celebration in Sydney. While England's players spent the afternoon relaxing and drinking on the pitch at the SCG, Australian fans were trying to look on the bright side.
You guys outplayed us, so you know, we got to get rid of some guys and get some new guys in. As simple as that.
You got to look back in. We had a 5-0 and we'll have another one the next time you're out here.
Aussie legend Shane Warne is also insisting that the future isn't necessarily bleak.
Oh yeah, they've got time, haven't they? They've got 8 months, I think it is, till their next test series. There is a lot of talent there. You've got to find that right combination now. What are the experienced players we're going to keep? Who are the young players and identify them, get them in, give them a bit of time and hopefully they start to become a good side again.
As for England, they'll want to press on and try and challenge India and South Africa at the very top of world cricket. But first, there are one day and 2020 matches to come, and then presumably the inevitable open-top bus tour.